Petersfield's Shine Radio.
Have you heard of Herbert Headley, my dear Petersfield Shine Radio listeners? Well, it's a little secret place, Westmark Barns, off the A272, and I'm here this evening at a private view of two very fabulous artists that I love and adore very much, because I know both of them independently, and they don't know that I know them. What secrets are we going to reveal this evening? So we have Rachel Redfern and Nicola Martin. Rachel is a painter, and Nicola Martin, who is a ceramicist. So, Rachel, coming to you first, tell me about this exhibition, what's it called, and how did you two get together?
Okay, so the exhibition is called Day by Day, Dawn by Dawn, and it was instigated by Fee, and I guess I was looking at doing 100 paintings in 100 days from the 1st of January.
Why was that?
It was, I think, a reaction to lots of different things. I'd been looking at some bigger picture ancestral work, and it was just so overwhelming. I just thought I'd do a painter's diary, but do it in paint. So I'd wake every day, connect with what was going on in my life, what was happening, and I'd paint the result. And that's how it started.
How did Nicola get involved in this process? Because this is kind of an extraordinary collaboration, really, isn't it?
It is. So
very extraordinary.
Of influence. Go on, tell me about
okay.
it, Nicola.
A long, long time ago, in fact, was it 2014,
yes,
Rachel?
It was.
I came across Rachel's beautiful gallery at
Studio Tuesday.
Studio Tuesday. And unfortunately, I'd just lost my father. And there is a relevance to that. But I turned up at the studio and I just felt drawn to Rachel's work. And I actually said to her, I've never commissioned anybody to do anything before, but I said, could you do a piece of work for me? Because I just love your paintings. I think you did this beautiful piece called Untying the Knots. It was all based on seascape. It was just absolutely stunning. And then I don't think we actually... We moved in similar circles, but I don't think we actually saw each other for us till now.
Well, to 2001, and it was here, actually at Herbert Headley.
2021.
Yes, that's right, 2021. And I saw Nicola, and we were like, oh my God, what are you doing here? And by then, you'd given up your day job and had plunged headlong into creativity, hadn't you?
I had. I'd been on several courses at West Dean. Basically, Rachel said, I'm doing a solo show. Would you like to present your work alongside my work? And I was honoured, absolutely honoured to do that. And then, of course, the creative process started and everything unravelled from there.
So how did that work? How did your 100 paintings influence Nicola?
I'd have to ask Nicola that.
Okay, firstly, personally, I don't know whether I could do 100 paintings and do one every single day. So
how about a pot a day?
A pot a day. It's the whole idea. I'm like, how could I do that? So I was pretty much in awe of what Rachel was doing, first of all. But I think what she has done to me is she's made me realise that I can do anything. I really can. So I just kept making and making. And I suppose what you were doing was actually making me make more. So I just kept creating and creating and creating. And hopefully you'll see from this body of work.
So we are standing at Herbert Headley, which is a lovely converted barn. And Fiona Beresford has curated Rachel's 100 paintings across the walls. And Nicola's work is on some lovely tables. And you've got all kinds of work. Give me some highlights, Nicola.
Highlights, wow.
What are your favourite pieces of your work?
Okay.
Well, I know. How about, what's your favourite piece of Rachel's work? And then I'll reverse
Okay. That's a really good question.
Yeah.
Okay, so Rachel has this amazing sense of, she reacts really beautifully to nature and specifically seascapes. So when she does these seascapes, she creates this horizon line. And I think that's where we meet. So when I see her horizon line in her art, it's very meditative, it's very calming for me. So I reacted to that with my pottery, and actually the seascapes kept coming up. So I kept doing more and more earth bowls, but I'd do them in different on different vessels. I do flatter vessels. So the seascape really did have an effect of Rachel's work on my work.
So your glazes are very painterly, and that is obvious in the way that you can see that around the room. So is that a direct influence, the seascapes on the...
Absolutely. So my intention is to create a pattern on the plate, on the vessel, that actually looks like the earth from above. So you will see where the land meets the sea and the sea meets the land. And so I'm kind of looking at it from an aerial view, so to speak. Whereas Rachel is looking at it...
I'm looking at it direct on, as if I'm sitting on the land. So I and there's never people in my seascapes. It's always about me and the horizon line. And there might be somebody beside me. So there's a few called just you and me. They may not be with me. They may have passed on, but they're alongside me. And that's what attracts me to that space. It's quite meditative, quite spiritual.
So two different points of view, two different artists working in two different materials, but very much influencing each other, and this extended collaboration through space and time. It's very beautiful.
We think so. And actually, Fee's curated it beautifully. She's
absolutely.
When you look around the room, you can... It's, I mean, obviously, I was doing it for virtually 3 months. You can almost see...
The painting you were doing for 3 months.
Yeah, you can almost see the passage of time when the light changes, when the war with Ukraine breaks out and the blossom comes out. It's just... I've laid myself bare, really, through every painting. But the way Fee's curated it, they're in little groups. And Nicola's work snuggles up with them. And I love that.
So if people want to see Day by Day, Dawn by Dawn, with Rachel Redfern and Nicola Martin, they should head down to...
The address is Herbert Headley, Westmark Barnes, Midhurst Road, Petersfield, GU31 580. This exhibition is on from the 6th to the 28th of May. The opening times are 10 till 5, Tuesday to Saturday.
That was new. Noni Needs at Herbert Headley, talking to Rachel Redfern and Nicola Martin.
It's the 1950s in Petersfield, and look at us sitting around drinking Bovril and waiting for some cool cat to invent Shine Radio.
It's so boring without that.
Quite, but hold it in, missus, because when they do, it'll be thoroughly modern and made of formica, probably.
This summer, Shine Radio turns back the clock to the 1950s. We'll be sharing stories from the Petersfield archives and your own memories, reliving the music of the time. And we'll be live at Petersfield's Platinum Jubilee Fair in June. Do get in touch if you have a recollection of Petersfield in the 50s, and stand by for a summer of Petersfield memories only on Petersfield's Shine Radio.
Too right. We'll be having a blast.
Quite so.
It's the word from the bird, Daddy-o.
Oh, shush.